The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news to you, Richard, but Molly is away today, your best mate. Are you going to be all right?
Oh, no. We'll have to struggle through, won't we? It's going to be a bit of an effort. Good heavens.
Molly here, it just means we can talk about Port Adelaide, a disappointing game on the weekend against the Lions. Do you think we will recover and take out the Crows in the showdown this Saturday?
10 goals, at least.
10 goal victory?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll pick up the pieces if that doesn't come to fruition next week. Let's talk online scams. You are great for raising red flags for when we're browsing the internet or getting into our emails and we spot something dodgy. How do we deal with this? What should we be on the lookout for?
Yeah, a lot of people don't literally still know how to do this as well because, you know, scammers, it's a number game. It's about sending out enough things to enough people and somebody will go along and click on it. So a lot of time you're distracted by things in your life and you're concerned with your online accounts as well. So rule number one, if you're not expecting it, you shouldn't expect it as well. So it's about getting you to click on a link. It could jump in an email, a hijacked messaging account, a WhatsApp message. Got to say, what it's seeing, lots of spam in WhatsApp for people as well. Just be wary of that. If you don't use it, delete it. Or even an SMS to direct you to a malicious website. Don't click links you weren't expecting.
Yep.
That's why we obey that one rule. Don't buy, rule number two, don't buy into urgency. We see Facebook accounts get basically hacked and then somebody contacts all their friends via the hijacked account saying there's some sort of emergency. Or, you know, you get something from a bank or a credit card company saying we need to take immediate action to unfreeze your account. Got to say, financial institutions really don't do this sort of thing. They'll call you or send you a letter about dramatic action rather than dropping you a note in Gmail. And rule number three, if it's too good to be true, Damon, it's too good to be true, isn't it?
Yes, for sure.
It is. It really is. Money doesn't come falling out of your inbox as well. You're not inheriting anything. I saw at a quote last week, thought he was going to go and inherit something. As well, and for online sales as well, there are some great prices out there, things like Amazon and everything. But you know what? Do your research on there, and if you're going to buy something from, an email or social media, do your research because sometimes you might never get that product.
Do you know what? I'm going to add rule four into the mix as well. If you're doing online buying and selling, do not give away your tangible item before you receive the money. That's rule number four. I'm just adding that into the mix. All right, let's talk about Apple Music Hi-Fi. It sounds like a physical store. What is it?
It's going to be music that sounds even better than the current music at the moment.
Right.
A bit of a caveat around that, I've got to say. So Spotify announced a new Hi-Fi subscription coming later this year. They announced it back in February. Apple might announce it as well. Can I just say to everybody out there, music sounds pretty good at the moment. When you stream it through your speakers, if you've got wonderful Bluetooth speakers or anything, you know, you've got a nice system at home, it sounds pretty good. Once you hit the ages of 30 or 40, and because you're in radio, Damon, we strap headphones on all day, don't we? Our hearing actually decreases as you get older. You know, and we can't hear the different range out there as well. So are we going to hear anything different? I don't think we will. Most audio people probably will say you won't. They actually tested, let's say, audio snobs in a blind, like a blind tasting with audio on there as well. They couldn't pick the difference.
Blind hearing. So, yeah. Interesting. I like
blind,
it.
Yeah, blind. Yeah.
I like that, though, a blind tasting with your ears. Hey, let's talk about the number of smartphones we now have in our country. What's the population topping out about 25, 26 mil at the moment?
Exactly right. You're about spot on. We've got 21.6 million smartphones.
Mm.
Phenomenal figure. It really is. Five times as many smartphones as we had in 2010. And the number of internet-connected devices in each household has grown by six times to reach 193 million smart devices.
Hell.
And people are saying, how can it be that many? Start going around your home, count everything. If you've got, you know, speakers that connect to Wi-Fi, TVs that connect to Wi-Fi.
Fridges.
All fridges that connect to Wi-Fi. We've got washing machines. We've got ovens. All of these things connect to Wi-Fi. It is the growing thing out there. Streaming entertainment services also used by 16 million people. Digital wallets where you tap and go with your phone, 6 million Aussies. If you've never done it, try it. I reckon it's a great idea to go along and do that. And online meal and grocery shopping surged as well, as we would expect with what happened last year, by 22 and 35% to serve more than 7 million people now around the country. So the landscape as far as technology changes all the time.
Richard, I know last week we spoke about the Apple AirTags. You've got some in your hands. How have they been? Are they working well?
They work very, very well. If you've got an iPhone out there, you can find the stuff, you can make them ring, track them down. It directs you very, very well for them as well. And the thing I really like about it is somebody stole my bag, it uses every iPhone out there to help me track my bag down.
I like
out there as well. So highly, highly recommend the new AirTags, which you cannot buy at Officeworks at the moment. They've removed them from the sale because they've got a button battery in, but they will be back.
Interesting.
It's just in Officeworks. You can buy them everywhere also.
What did you choose to attach them to?
My bag, my keys, and I've got a set of USB keys that I will occasionally leave at people's homes. So, you know, I've set it to say if it gets out of range, my phone will beep and let me know I've left them behind.
I love the idea that some people are attaching it to the back of the TV remote. All about that. Hey, Richard, let's get into this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
All right, let's go shopping. What do you got for us?
Getting cold at the moment, isn't it, Damon?
Very cold. Very brisk in the hills the last couple of days.
It is. So I've got some gloves for you with flashlights built into them. It's a stupid idea, really. So they say no more struggling in the darkness to hold a flashlight while repairing something. Turn the light on, people. Or get so frustrated with lighting while busy working on something that requires both hands. They're fingerless gloves with LED flashlights, which supposedly frees your hands from holding the flashlight. They say you can use it for car repairing, fishing. Why would you take these fishing? Camping, hunting, we don't hunt anymore, people. On patrol, cycling, people see these lights going down the road. Might be better than the bloke who had his push bike the other night who ran in front of me. I've got a road in front of me, I was going to say, as well. They say practical design, they've got two bright LED lights on there as well. They've got two button batteries on there, so parents beware on there as well. Made from highly breathable, flexible fabric. Imagine working long hours without worrying sweat or pain. You ain't going to wear these for long hours. Good heavens, one size fits all unless you've got gigantic hands on there as well. They'll run for 48 hours consecutively. How about we just don't spend the $21.99 and we just leave them at the retailer.
I love it when you dive into the world of fashion. I think that's always my favourite crap tech. You can catch Richard at adelaidetechguy.com.au for all his tech advice. And Richard, we'll catch up again, hopefully with your bestie back in tow next Wednesday.
Thanks.